As a beautiful giant, 50-foot woman, thunders down Main Street. How or why she grew that large is unknown right now, and does it really matter? This giantess stereotype of the sexy, destructive woman has come true right before your eyes. Some people scatter, fleeing from her, others frozen, transfixed in their place, as the dangerous giantess makes her way through the town. No one knows where she came from, what she wants, or what even she'll do. All they know is she's leaving a destruction in her wake, and they are at her mercy. Mesmerized by a giant 50-foot woman, you saw her long, shapely legs, and shading your eyes, you peer from the bus window, your heart beating wildly. At the other end of the street, you are on a bus, stopped in the middle of the road. The driver, having long ago abandoned his post, fleeing for his own safety, leaving you and a dozen others stranded on the bus. Most others ran off in search of shelter, and a few cowered in the back. You hang on the window closest to her, looking up as she steps, booming down the road, watches streetlights snap like twigs under her feet, cars crushed. Carelessly, she swings her arms, catching them on rooftops and ripping them open, your brain screaming, danger. Yet all of your body can do is stop and stare and continue looking higher and higher up those long, shapely legs to the red underpinnings as they come into view as she stomps ever closer. She reaches down, picking up the bus you're in. Hefty, she notes to herself, as she lifts it up and holding it in one palm, lifting it further to her eye level. She laughs at the sight of tiny people cowering inside. You, hanging onto the window closest to her face, feeling your body pull with gravity as she moves it this way and that, poking her finger into and smashing through the window next to you, she crooks her finger to touch you. Who is this? Her voice soft, but booming in your ears. Not knowing why, but feeling overwhelmingly compelled by some unknown force, you find yourself turning and latch onto her finger, your arms wrapping around, hugging it tight. Her power is intoxicating. You are drawn into her giantess domination, as your submissive self envelops your very being. Pulling you from that bus, your back firmly scrapes against the window frame. You scream and shudder and wonder why. Why are you so drawn to be with her, to be near her? She could easily injure you, raising you to her large face, with you looking up with awe. Heart slamming, body shaking, and cock fully erect. She smiles at you. I love giantess fantasy. Won't you share yours with me? It would be so hot. And don't forget to check out our site, Giantess Island, where all the enchantrix mistresses who love giantess fantasies hang out. Until we talk. Mistress Erica, giantessphonesex.com, 1-877-496-0255. Must be 18.